Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Happy birthday, Eric Bollard. Oh, God. Your mother did such a service for America. Happy birthday, Eric Bollard.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Your mother, a patriot. Yeah, you tweeted again about the economy. I mean, you can go back and look at the headline. It's called sluggish now under Biden, and under right. Trump, it's called economy revs up or whatever, as you said, right? And you said the economy added 530,000 jobs a month. The NBC Nightly News didn't cover it when the economy added a disappointing 220,000 jobs in November. It was the third story on NBC Nightly News. Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, the press keeps trying to dodge this accusation that there isn't a double standard, that they're not going after Biden for, you know, ticky-tack stuff. But, you know, the evidence is overwhelming. Dana Milbank obviously had a piece over the weekend a lot of people are talking about.
Voila. I've already mentioned it. Like Eric Bollard and I are not taking crazy pills.
Yeah, no. And the response, you know, everyone should read it. Very interesting piece. Almost as interesting was the response on Twitter. You know, all these reporters, you know, came after him. Oh, you know, it's not true. And there was Democratic infighting in November, and that's why they got bad press. And the point is that the point he and I and other so many people are making. It's not like, you know, if Trump had been a John McCain president and you say, well, Biden's got the same kind of coverage as Trump did, you'd say, oh, okay, he was a fascist. He is a fascist. Yeah. He's a pathological liar. He's trying to destroy democracy in this country. It's not a defense to say, well, Biden and Trump got the same coverage, so we're doing our job. No, you're not. That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
We are through the looking glass here.
Just Meet the Press yesterday. I can't. Chuck Todd, like, Americans are divided on everything from gun control to abortion rights. No, they're not divided. Right? It's like, you know, they're taking things where 70% of the American public feel one way and 30 the other, and that's Americans are divided, right?
No, the last poll I saw last week, 26% want Roe v. Wade overturned. If Democrats, the entire social agenda was based on an initiative that three quarters of the country did not. Oh, my God. All you would hear about how it was political suicide. But Republicans do it and we're divided, you know, just like we're divided on vaccines and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm glad more and more people are talking about this crazy, you know, double standard for Biden, particularly on the economy, particularly on the recovery. You know, they went all in on inflation. And then last week they tried to add that jobs report, you know, they tried to start spinning that as awful news. To their credit, New York Times had a really good piece on Saturday saying, look beyond the 210,000 jobs number. Everything else is good news. Everything else suggests this economy is right where it ought to be if you're rooting for it. If you're rooting against it,
I know,
like the Republican Party is. If you're rooting for COVID, like the Republican Party is, you know, you come away with a different conclusion.
You mentioned, you know, you referenced Dana Milbeck's piece, and I think it's important for people to understand. He just he says a sampling of headlines atop Politico. Biden tries to calm nerves about 2024. The case for Biden, why Biden is screwed. Even the extraordinary news the jobless claim had dropped to the lowest level in 52 years came with a qualifier, but don't expect the numbers to immediately change Americans' negative perceptions of the economy. And he says, my impression of other outlets' coverage of Biden has been much the same. Unrelentingly negative. Artificial intelligence can now measure negativity with precision. So this is what he did, right? So he went, at his request, they went through data. They combed through more than 200,000 articles in network, cable news, all that stuff that you sometimes do to really quantitate. It rated the coverage Biden received in the first 11 months of 2021 and the coverage Trump got in the first 11 months. The findings, painstakingly assembled, confirm my fear. My colleagues in the media are serving as accessories to the murder of democracy. And that's really where we're going, as you say every week, with both sides do it journalism.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I repeat my point. So we're not saying, gee, we're upset because a Democrat got worse coverage than a Republican. And we think Democrats are better, so they should get better coverage. It's not that. We're saying this is a pro-democracy president who's getting worse coverage than an anti-democracy president.
Right.
Someone who is trying to tear this country apart,
right,
trying to destroy free and fair elections, who is a racist, who is a pathological liar, who's likely mentally unstable. You cannot, you know, that's the gaping gap. That's why this is so troubling. And you know, Dana Milbeck was on CNN this morning, and you and I have talked about it. It all turned on Afghanistan. That's when the coverage kind of lost connection with reality. And the press isn't interested in ever going back. They like this crisis. They like this panic. They like inflation. They like supply chain. They like all of this because they think it's generating drama, and therefore it's generating clicks and ratings.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I was saying about, you know, this, the Crumbly story and this horrible school shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, you said the same thing I was implying. You said there's a direct connection between right-wing mobs attacking school board meetings recently, screaming parents' rights, and this school shooter being allowed to stay in class.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
We just said it's parents intimidating teachers. He's fine. He's going to stay here. I mean, you know, you somebody tweeted, we're inundated with threats right now. We've had threat against the candlelight vigil. Last night, we've had threats against memorials. It's absolutely absurd. After this tragedy, we see a huge spike in threats, but that's what we're seeing. And you said MAGA's on the loose. Deplorable. Sorry, Eric, has there been any, have the mainstream media too timid to say the mother, at least, was a huge Trumper that wrote an open love letter to Donald Trump? I mean, is there any, him praising Kyle Rittenhouse a couple weeks ago and him being a right-wing hero?
This never comes up in the diner coverage, right? This never comes up, this dark chasm that's driving this movement. And as I tweeted this morning, I think we'll find out those parents were probably QAnon, and we're going to see more of this madness to come.
God, I mean, and by the way, so your piece you wrote, spreading COVID is now GOP's top priority. Jennifer Rubin said, accurate and informative headline, Republicans blame Biden for coronavirus deaths after opposing vaccine mandates. How about you, right? I mean, this is what makes you and I crazy, right? You say waging war on the country's well-being. The GOP, fueled by the right-wing media, has set its sights on COVID nihilism. Republican members in the House and Senate were going to shut down the government to ensure workers wouldn't have to comply with the vaccine mandate. At least four states have begun extending unemployment benefits to workers who were fired or quit over the vaccine mandate.
Yeah.
You talked about Dr. Oz running, that was the most chilling clip I think I've seen, where he's schools are an appetizing opportunity.
Oh.
We'd only have 2-3% mortality, which is millions of American children.
Millions of dead kids, not to mention a few hundred thousand dead teachers. Look, as I pointed out in that piece, I think, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves. Obviously, it would be nice if the press would too, but, you know, the Republican Party is an anti-vaccine, anti-mask. It's pro-COVID.
Yeah.
They want this thing to spread. If this Omicron turns out not to be as dangerous and deadly, they're going to be the most upset.
Yeah.
They are absolutely rooting for the spread of variant. They are absolutely rooting against the American economy. They are the fifth column in this country. They're trying to destroy it from within, specifically, you know, in terms of COVID. But that's where we are. But, you know, that's not really how they're portrayed. Oh, you know, a libertarian streak. You know, they don't want the government involved in your life. No, that's not what's going on. They see mass death as a good way to maybe win, pick up a few more midterm House seats. I mean, that's,
where we are. And you go right to it. You say Republican politicians and commentators who are fully vaccinated themselves want the virus to spread, and they want to extend the deadly pandemic so it inflicts political damage on Democrats next year. Mm-hmm. And the gaslighting is that they're like, oh, Democrats want this to keep going on. Really? Why would Democrats want this to keep going on? I mean, and once again, like the Milbank piece, this is statistically so easy to prove that it's all red states and Trumpers mostly that are unvaccinated and they're driving this pandemic, right?
Well, that is the amazing part. I just said that they don't care about mass death if it'll win them a few more House seats. The fact is they're killing their own, which would seem inconceivable, but it's not, and they don't care. And the red state vaccination rates are, you know, the death rates, the hospital, it's amazing. I mean, they are willing to kill their own in order to inflict a little more political damage on a Democratic president. But again, you know, this is where they've landed. This is the party they've become. And it would be nice if the press stopped treating them like a center right mainstream entity.
Because
that's not what's happening.
I mean,
here.
And just where we're at with, you know, Lauren Boebert being the latest to, you know, call Ilhan Omar a terrorist.
Yeah.
And then Kevin McCarthy lie about that she apologized to her, which she clearly did not, right? And then and then we have this Thomas Massie, who after a school shooting, where the shooter is searching for ammunition, does a Christmas card with his whole family armed with AR-15s or whatever they are, saying, "Dear Santa, please send ammo," as if it's funny? It's a it's a couple days after this mass shooting? I mean, it's...
Oh, they don't, yeah. I mean, they don't care about COVID. They don't care about mass shootings. They don't care about any of that stuff. And once you become, as a political movement, completely desensitized to mindless death, that opens a lot of doors. I mean, there's nothing you won't do. There's no stunts you won't pull. There's no rhetoric you won't endorse. And you know, whether it's the Boebert thing.
Yeah.
So it all the guardrails are down, which is dangerous. But you know, back to the Boebert thing. You know, she got the headline she wanted. Boebert apologizes. She didn't. Obviously, she
didn't publicly or privately.
Worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it goes, honestly, right to this, you know, the Milbank piece you talked about. We need a skeptical independent press, but how about being partisans for democracy? The country is in an existential struggle between self-governance and an authoritarian alternative, and we in the news media collectively have given equal, if not slightly more favorable treatment to the authoritarians. I mean, it is just the most dangerous time I think I've seen, just the whole mix of what's going on, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think and I think a lot about, you know, people who outside of this country who look at what's going on and they think, oh, you know, Trump lost, America dodged a bullet, you know, bad metaphor. But they must be amazed to see the coverage, and they must be amazed to know that there's a chance he's going to come back. And they must be amazed to see the press isn't just burying him every day instead of normalizing him.
Yeah.
And that's the most dangerous part, to be able to give him a platform and to go after Biden the way they're going. None of us on the left, nobody who works in the White House thinks Biden is above criticism. Absolutely not what we're saying. But my God, if you're going to treat him worse than this madman, then we've got trouble.
Yeah, and to the point, Eric, where Trump feels comfortable going on Fox and admitting to obstruction of justice again.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel at this point, if you're daring Merrick Garland, please, Merrick Garland, hear that. Prosecute him for the obstruction in the Mueller report like you should be, because this is, they're just like, get away with it, and then they go brag about it and do it again. I mean, it's...
I mean, that's always been one of his, I don't know, I don't want to give him credit, but just being openly honest about, in terms of what he's doing, and just daring people to
stop him.
A, say what he's doing, and try, and to do anything about it.
Yeah, Yeah. Eric, amazing stuff. You were great on CNN yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
Suit and tie. I like lumberjack Eric this morning, though, better than the plaid. I'm a lumberjack and I don't care. Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
See you next week.